This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. So much going on. Let me get right to it. I got so many papers in front of me, I don't know where to start. First of all, a big thank you for Lee Elsie, always hosts my Tuesday and Thursday shows. That's what a talented guy he is. I picked him out of every radio host in America to be my guest host on my national radio program, and he's doing a great job, man. I love him, and my fans love him, so thank you, Lee. Let's talk about the big issues. You know, that's the thing about my show. I kind of put things in order. I have said for days to all of my friends, and I've said on Facebook, and I've said on Twitter, and I think I said on radio, I'm pretty sure I said on radio, I know I said on radio this morning, on my local show, Wayne Root Early Edition, I was asked by a caller, what do you think of the Bubba Wallace situation? And I said, I think it's fake, I think it's a fraud, and it takes a lot of balls to say that. I said that about Jussie Smollett from the first minute. That was much clearer than this one. I was always nervous because it was possible some southern redneck, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, somebody who is that redneck, that they would do something like that should be called a redneck. I love southerners. Without the South, there is no Republican Party. There is no Wayne Root. There is no Ronald Reagan. There is no Donald Trump. So I love the South. But there is such a thing as a redneck. A redneck would be someone who would literally stoop that low to put a noose in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage. But I don't believe anyone exists that would do that. I really don't. I don't think they could get by security. I don't think anyone's that mean-spirited. It's one thing to say, I disagree with Bubba, I'm not going to be your fan anymore. It's another to subtly threaten you're going to hang him. Okay? It's not even subtle, by the way. So I don't believe a lot of the things I see on video. Somebody's walking on the street, black, college student, and a girl comes up to her in New York City and starts spewing the N-word? Do you believe these aren't setups? These are liberal Antifa people getting together and saying, let's destroy the Republican Party and let's prove that all white people are bad. There's nobody that screams the N-word with a camera going on the streets of New York City. It's the most ridiculous setup ever. I just don't believe it's real. Okay, but I don't know that to be true. It's just my gut. And when it comes to Bubba Wallace, I never thought it was to the level of Jussie Smollett, who made the entire thing up to boost his career. I honestly thought that it was some sort of idiotic situation, either a prank gone bad, maybe some crew member of NASCAR left a noose as a joke, and they wanted to see his reaction, and when the FBI got involved, and the entire nation got involved, and everyone was like, oh my God, Nikki Haley was like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that to him. What a racist nation. Nikki, how do you fall for this stuff? All you rhino conservative Republican wannabes, man, all of you are just idiots. And I looked at that and I said, okay, it's possible. If it happened, it's terrible, it's awful. But I don't think it ever happened. And sure enough, it didn't happen. Just like Jussie Smollett didn't happen. Except I don't believe Bubba Wallace. I hope. I'm hoping. My hope is that Bubba Wallace had nothing to do with it. The FBI confirms the noose found in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR stall was a garage door pull rope. And it's a hate hoax. It was not real. NASCAR released a statement revealing the noose was found in Bubba Wallace's Talladega garage stall on Sunday. And just as I suspected, there was no noose. The FBI learned that garage floor where the noose was found assigned to Bubba just last week. The investigation revealed evidence, including authentic video confirmed by NASCAR, that the noose found in the garage number 4 was in that garage as early as October 2019. In other words, the garage door pull rope wasn't imagined as a noose till a racist narrative needed to be pushed out to the public. The FBI concluded that photographic evidence confirmed that the noose had been there since last fall. I'm not going to blame Jussie Smollett. I have no idea what was on his mind. I have no idea if this was an attempt to make himself the most famous black race car driver in the world, or he's just a victim like everybody else. And everybody jumped to conclusions when they came in that morning and they suddenly noticed the noose. But let me ask you something. Had they never noticed it before? Did it ever occur to them there's massive security and no fan can get in to a NASCAR driver's stall? It's not even possible. Here's the statement. The FBI has completed its investigation at Talladega Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. The FBI report concludes and photographic evidence confirms the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been positioned there since early as last fall. This was obviously well before the 43 team's arrival. That's Bubba Wallace's arrival and garage assignment. We appreciate the FBI's quick and thorough investigation and are thankful to learn this is not an intentional racist act against Bubba. We remain steadfast in our commitment to provide a welcoming and inclusive environment for all who love racing. All right, there's your story. Another Jussie Smollett, except I don't think Bubba Wallace is guilty, I hope, of being Jussie Smollett. I think he fell for the ruse along with everyone else because they all are so focused on racism. So focused that every white person's a racist that when they saw a rope, they immediately jumped to conclusion. And the whole nation jumped to the conclusion. And NASCAR jumped to the conclusion. And Wayne Root on my morning show said, I believe it's a fake and it's a fraud. You're going to find out it's a fake and it's a fraud. But I don't know if you can blame Bubba Wallace. I'm not implicating him in any way. Unlike what I said about Jussie Smollett. For the first moment, I said he made that up. Totally different story. This guy said he found a noose. And he could have very well found it. It's been there since October. And jumped to conclusions. Jussie Smollett claimed two guys tried to hang him, two white guys, in the middle of a black neighborhood at 2 in the morning in Chicago in a high crime area. Yeah, right. With Trump hats on. Yeah, right. So very different situation. I don't blame Bubba, but at the same time, I do blame Bubba for one thing, jumping to a conclusion when you know the security is so tight. There's nobody that, no redneck's going to get in there and put a noose. They don't hate you in that way. And I think some of the videos I see on the streets of New York in the last few days are complete fabricated fraud by Antifa. There just are no white people that scream the N-word at random black people walking down sidewalks in New York City. I've never heard anything so stupid in my life. Are there racists in America still? Yeah. Are they rise to the level of KKK? Do they rise to the level of nooses? No. Do they rise to the level of screaming the N-word to a stranger in the middle of the street? No. Ridiculous. How about when they know a camera's rolling? No. I think it's ridiculous that you assume anyone would be that bad. Are there a few somewhere in America that bad? I guess so. I've never met one. All right, over 40 shot and 6 killed Monday. Yesterday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Where's the protests? Where are the rallies? Where are the riots and the looting and the burning? I guess there isn't any. Because all 40 shot must have been black and all 40 shooters must have been black. 6 killed must have been black. The 6 killers must have been black. Nobody seems to care. I care. Wayne Root's been on this jag for years now. I call it black genocide on the streets of inner cities, but especially Chicago. Black genocide. Doesn't anybody care? Don't you send in more police? Don't you want to protect good black people on the streets of Chicago? Why is there no black leader that gives a damn? Why does Black Lives Matter not give a damn? Must be racism. Must be racism. What else could it be? And despite the media onslaught 24 hours a day against Trump, today at Rasmussen, he was at 45% approval. Not bad. Not as good as he's been. He's been at 49 and 50 and 51 and even 52 once. But not bad at all. And guess what that is? 1 point higher than Obama was on the same day of his presidency. So Obama was at 44%. As he was headed for the finish line for re-election, and he wound up beating Mitt Romney. At this date, June 23rd of 2012, Obama was at 44%, Trump on the same day of his presidency at 45%. So much for Trump losing the election. Trump signs a plaque today to celebrate 200 miles of border wall in Arizona Did all the liberals claim and Ann Coulter claim Trump's not really building any wall? Trump celebrated the construction of 200 miles of wall, and we will have Hogan Gidley on a little bit later in this show, in hour number three. And I interviewed him earlier today on my early show. And we'll have that interview here, and Hogan will tell you they're building the wall so fast they couldn't even get there in time to celebrate 200 miles because they're already at 220 miles by the time they got there for the celebration. But the president signed a plaque memorializing the 200-mile mark in the building process. The majority of the construction features replacement wall over existing inferior fencing. And that's the excuse, to be fair, the liberals use. They say Trump hasn't really built any wall. It's just replacement wall. So what? He still built wall. He covered up very easy places to get through. And the new wall is foolproof, as Trump says. It's solid steel. It's rebar. It's concrete inside the steel. And he accused Democrats of basically giving up on trying to oppose the wall because there's evidence it's working. The reason he gave up is because politically it's unacceptable to say, especially with the coronavirus disease coming in, Trump said, they don't want to talk about the wall anymore. And the big story I opened the early show with was Jimmy Kimmel. Look, the mob is coming for all of us. So when they come for a liberal, a pathetic, politically correct liberal like Jimmy Kimmel, a Trump-hating, Trump derangement syndrome, love Joe Biden, love Hillary Clinton, love Obama, Jimmy Kimmel from Las Vegas, I can't help but laugh and smile and celebrate and high-five and click my heels. Jimmy Kimmel, hey, Jimmy, buddy, if you live in glass houses, don't throw stones. You think Trump's a racist, but you had blackface skits and you used the N-word repeatedly. You know what you are? A liberal racist. Lose your show, you racist. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. finest known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Doesn't someone have to ask why so many liberals get caught using the N-word and appearing in blackface? Doesn't someone have to ask that question? Could it be because Wayne Root went to school with lots of liberals at Columbia and they were the biggest racists I've ever seen in my entire life? All of them pathetic racists. All of them believed in affirmative action because they believed blacks weren't as smart as whites. They believed blacks could make it on their own. And I and conservatives like me don't believe things like that. I'm a guy who always quotes the study from Catholic schools in New York City. In the public schools in New York City, blacks do so much worse, black kids, than white kids. So much worse. But in Catholic schools in New York City, blacks are dead even with white kids. Why? How could that be? And the answer is because in Catholic school, they don't let you take pity on yourself. They don't let you get down on yourself. They don't let you say, I'm dumb. I don't deserve it. I'm dumber. They say you expect to be just as good as the next guy. And those nuns will beat the crap out of you if you fail them. So they wind up winning, baby. They expect a lot of you. And you perform. And I also think if you're in Catholic school, you probably have a mom and a dad at home that care, that give a damn, that are willing to spend a little money, work harder, work a third job, work overtime to make sure the kid goes to a Catholic school. So with a family that cares and checks in on you all day, you do better. So the real problem isn't black or white. It's just having a father in the home, having someone who gives a damn, having someone with high self-esteem. Setting goals of high self-esteem for the kids, which they do in Catholic schools. All right. A couple things. First of all, I'm never shy about bragging, as all of you know, but what did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. So I'm not shy about bragging when I do something special. And to my knowledge, and my buddy Matt will listen to every minute of my show and Rush's show and Tucker Carlson's show and a lot of other shows. He loves this stuff. And by the way, Matt says this is the best show he's ever heard in his entire life. You blow away Rush, you blow away Tucker, you blow them all away. But he says Tucker is a very close second nowadays. And he loves Rush. He's loved Rush for 30 years. Thinks Rush is the king. But Wayne Root is now the new prince. And he says Tucker is right there, man. He says Tucker's great. I didn't know that. So cool. Good for you, Tucker. But Matt says he listened to all the shows, and the only guy in America who said, Trump, you're letting us down. You've got to do something about the statues being ripped up, being defaced, being knocked down, being removed. You got to do something. You got to make it a crime punishable by 20 years in jail. That's what I said. And suddenly Trump wakes up this morning, and what does he say? Anyone caught vandalizing federal statues or monuments is going to get 10 years in prison. Trump listens, and I know he listens to Wayne Root. I'm sure he listens to Tucker. I'm sure he listens to Sean Hannity. I'm sure he listens to Rush. There's a Levin. There's a lot of good hosts out there, but I know Trump is listening to me. And I, to my knowledge, and then to Matt's knowledge, who listens to every hour of every show, he tells me there is no one else in America that called it but Wayne Root before Trump did it. And I must tell you, it's a pattern. For 3.5 years now, whatever I say, a couple days later, Trump's doing it. I can't imagine that being a coincidence. A quinky dink. Some coronavirus news. Wayne Root, right again. The initial COVID-19 infection rate was possibly 80 times higher than originally reported. So in other words, I said from day one, it's one of the reasons the incredibly stupid Las Vegas Review-Journal publisher fired me. The moron that he is actually said in the note to people who were complaining and saying they were going to drop their subscription if you end Wayne Root's column. And he said, Wayne Root didn't take coronavirus serious enough. Really? Go back to my columns. I took it dead serious. I said it's going to be bad. I said it's not a hoax. I said people are going to die in large numbers. But it's going to be all old people and very sick people. And the average person doesn't have to worry. And you don't have to close the economy. And the reason it looks like the death rate is so deadly and so much worse than the flu is because everyone's afraid to report they've got it. Not to mention, I even knew then in February, lots of people have no symptoms and they've got it. It's not that bad. For some people, it's terrible. For most people, they either get it very mild or they don't even know they have it. But the ones who get it bad or mild, don't tell anybody. They don't want a black scarlet letter against them, right? They don't want a scarlet letter against them. They don't want people to say, don't come back to work. Don't come in my restaurant. Don't let your kids near the school. They quietly stay home, get over it in 5 days, and go back to work. So everybody thought there were, 100,000 people sick and 10,000 dead. Oh, my God, it kills 10%. It was really like 8 million sick and 10,000 dead, which makes it on par with the flu. That's all it ever was. And it's very bad if you're old and in a nursing home. If you're not, it's not. Another new study out. The odds of actually dying between the age of 50 and 64 from coronavirus, 1 in 19 million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019. As construction of the border wall continues along the U.S.-Mexico border, acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says lots of progress is being made.
The 220 miles of wall system we have in right now are 220 new miles of wall system that gives us an enhanced capability that we never had.
The president, along on that visit, is now in Phoenix delivering a speech to supporters. USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the MAGA Mall, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall. It's always going to be the MAGA Mall. Think of Ohio State. It's the Ohio State. That was the most brilliant marketing ever. The Ohio State. They list 26 players on the football field, and it's, he's from Arizona, he's from Arizona State, he's from Boston, he's from this, he's from that. The Ohio State. Where did they get that from? Anyway, it's the MAGA Mall. It's brilliant. It should be the Wayne Allen Root. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps and T-shirts and flags and coins and jewelry and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. Pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices. Satisfaction guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps out there are junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. You're buying the best and the finest, highest quality MAGA cap anywhere in the world. Get 10% off your order beyond those Chevrolet prices, above and beyond, because you use the promo code WAR10 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root, WAR10. You're a fan of this show, you get another 10% off for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-A-G, magamall.com. Great guest every Tuesday afternoon at this time, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media. His website, jamesherson.com. James, how are you, man?
I am doing great. How are you, Wayne?
Well, you and I are both doing much better than Stephen Bing. That I could tell you. And I don't mean to make light of it, because anytime someone dies, commits suicide, jumps out of a building and falls 27 floors, one has to feel rather bad for him. What a strange circumstance. Worth $590 million, right?
There you go. Well, probably a lot more than that. He inherited $600 million when he was very young, in his teens or 20s. His grandfather was a amazing
real estate maven, right?
Real estate maven. Yeah. And so this guy, you know, he went to prep schools, all this other stuff, but he was known as a playboy tycoon, and I met the guy because he made his way into the Hollywood world. He financed movies, but perhaps his biggest thing
Democrat.
Was politics.
Huge Democrat.
Bundling.
Yeah.
People like Hillary Clinton, Clinton.
And I assume
the
Obama.
Clinton Foundation.
Yes, and I assume Obama too, right? He must have been a big Obama guy.
I would imagine that he gave to Obama, but here's the thing. He's 55 years old. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He lived with Elizabeth Hurley for a while. He dated beautiful women, drove incredible cars. He lived in one of his houses was this penthouse apartment in Century City.
Amazing.
And
I saw it. Amazing.
We're told that the reason he jumped from the 27th floor,
coronavirus,
made himself
right?
Into
loneliness,
lockdown, and the lack of human contact made him depressed. Now wait a second.
Story doesn't
this
make sense.
This guy
does it?
he was successful. Even though, I mean, he's rich, that helps, but he was successful in the toughest business there is. There is no business more brutal than the entertainment business in Hollywood. Even if you have money, it's brutal. And for him to say, a guy, you know, another guy that I know that's from the entertainment business is the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin.
Oh, Mnuchin, yeah, right.
And Mnuchin looks like this little kind of nerdy guy. But let me tell you something. That guy is like, he has the same kind of spine as Donald Trump. If you notice, he hasn't folded. He hasn't backed up.
He's the only one. Yet. He's the only one left who hasn't folded, right? From the beginning.
Practically, he and Kellyanne, you know, and others. But the point is, the idea that Bing was depressed over the coronavirus and jumped out of a 20.
Maybe I just assumed. I have friends who know him, and they told me they know the family. And they told me that he's a drug addict. So is that true? I don't know. I'll say allegedly, maybe that's what I heard. Be careful what we say. But I heard he had drug problems. So, I mean, it could all be tied to that. I mean, why else would any... When you think about this, you know, I'm going to sound very capitalist here. In the whole history of the world, you know how few people are worth $600 million or more? And he never had even worked to get to $600 million, which is probably what made him screwed up. But to be worth $600 million and to give up your life makes no sense at all. You can have any woman you want. You can have any car you want. You can have any home you want. You can do whatever you want the rest of your life. Have anything you want. Eat anything you want. Travel anywhere you want. Who would kill themselves worth $600 million? It's so silly, but my guess is it means mental illness or drug addiction. It's one of those two. But unless you think it wasn't suicide.
Well, this is let's put it this way. I don't know what kind of investigation is done, but he sure doesn't seem, just what you said, he had everything to live for. He was young. He was healthy. And for him to jump out of a 27th floor, and yes, for sure, the guy did every kind of substance imaginable. He dated the biggest stars in the world, the biggest that were considered symbols of, beauty.
All beautiful women, the most gorgeous women. Sharon Stone, the list is so long.
I believe that if you have a spiritual vacuum, that will make you depressed, no matter how much money you have and no matter how many beautiful women you hang out with. But this guy had lived 55 years. He had dealt with a very tough industry. He'd had his share of heartbreaks in his life.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what he didn't deal with? He had to deal with the Clintons.
Well,
maybe that was what did him in.
Thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's an associate of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
And the Clinton
and so
Foundation.
Anytime, so anybody dies like that, we need an investigation. And, you know, there's rumors flowing around that he knew Jeffrey Epstein.
He was in a tight circle with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. How about that one? So that's a pretty weird one.
If he knew Jeffrey Epstein, then, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's another one where, I mean, virtually no one.
No one believes he committed suicide. No one believes that.
He committed suicide.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see, what comes out about Stephen Bing. But the Democrats loved this guy. I mean, he financed campaigns going all the way back, to the early 90s, one after another. I mean, John Kerry got money from him. Nancy Pelosi.
Easy to get money from. He had $600 million minimums, like you said. So,
yeah.
But here's the thing that could point to mental illness before we get too far down the road on this. You know, he had a son with Elizabeth Hurley. And the son is now 18 years old, and the media reported, the UK Daily Mail said yesterday, he has never spoken to his son in his entire life. Now, I don't know. I think I'm a pretty decent person, and the thing that makes me a nice person, I have four kids, and I love them all, and they're my life, right? I love my kids more than anything in the world. How could you be a human being and never have spoken to your 18-year-old son in his entire life? How's that even possible if you're a decent human being? And the answer is you're not a decent human being. Something's wrong with you. There's a hole in your soul. And you are mentally ill if you don't speak to your own son that you created for the entire 18 years of his life. Why? Why not invite him to L.A. and spend a weekend with him once in a while? Why would you not even think of that? And the answer is, you must be a very bad person who could do that to your own son. So that's what makes me believe it's a mental illness issue.
That is pretty sick. That means he's a bad guy.
Assuming that's true, and that's what was in the media.
Mentally ill. However, this was a situation where Stephen Bing denied that he was the father, and he had to take a DNA test, and then it proved him to be the father, and he paid out millions to support, for child support.
Hey, James, we're getting a really funky sound of your on your voice. I don't know if your phone is a landline or a cell phone. Are you on a landline?
Oh, I'm on a cell.
Yes, so it's just acting really strange. Maybe you could move around a little bit and get to a better spot because it's really funky. I assume, Chris, you're hearing what I'm hearing, right? You're not? Oh, he's modulating to me. I'm hearing it like a strange sounding voice.
You're hearing
voice.
Like a ring modulator. You're hearing me special effects.
Well, yeah, you're better now, though. That's better now. So either way, it's good. We're good. Let's talk about another Hollywood topic. Let's move on because you're Mr. Hollywood and Mr. Media. So let's move on from Stephen Bing to another famous liberal, late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who is in another position like all these liberals seem to be, All they ever talk about is racism, 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 and then it turns out they're the racists. Tell everyone what Jimmy Kimmel did to get in so much hot water.
Well, he's, you know, when he was doing the Man Show, he impersonated black people, put on blackface. He, and one of them, he imitated Snoop Dogg, and he said the N-word repeatedly, and he issued this strange apology. He said he'd been reluctant to address this, and this is the part I thought was interesting, because if he addressed it, meaning his blackface and his use of the N-word, it would be celebrated as a victory by those who equate apologies with weakness and cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us. Cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us. Who are these leaders that use prejudice to divide us? Jimmy Kimmel's not talking about Nancy Pelosi. He's not talking about Joe Biden. He used it as an opportunity to attack Trump. And Kimmel's in trouble. That's why he took this hiatus for the summer.
His show is off for the summer. Is that the deal? Off for the summer?
He is off, and there's going to be guest hosts instead. And he may never come back.
Yeah, I would say he's never coming back, would be my guess. That would be the obvious politically correct way to get rid of him without actually firing him. I think it's great. You know why? I can't stand people in glass houses that throw stones. You've used the N-word. You've been in blackface. But if a white Republican does that, the mob destroys their life. So it's about time they turn around and get a liberal, too. Good. Get a liberal scalp. Go get him. Get Jimmy. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root with James Hersey. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throw lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, good news, sports fans, even though I think sports is killing itself and committing suicide with their kneeing and with their Black Lives Matter and their hatred of Trump and all of that stuff. I really think they're killing themselves. They're making so many fans who are conservative angry. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm thrilled that Major League Baseball appears to be back. CBS is reporting Major League Baseball players agreed to report for a 60-game 2020 season. All right, the Yankees. All right, we got it. I am a Yankee fan, so is Chris. Opening day to be set for July 24th. A lot of little small details to be worked out, but it looks like baseball's back on July 24th, and I couldn't be happier because there's something to bet on. James Hurston is back, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment and media website, jameshurston.com. James, are you a baseball fan?
I love baseball, and I'm glad it's back. America needs it. I'm an old Cub fan. I grew up in Chicago. So I understood disappointment for a long, long time.
I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah, so you're
they win, baby. They
the
win.
Time.
Oh, but not always. When I grew up as a kid, they were the worst years ever. I was a Yankee fan from the age of, from a very young age, which was like 1965 through 75. They were awful. Horace Clark and Mel Stottlemyre. And, oh, my God, those teams are horrible.
But I never would have dreamed that the NFL, the NBA, that NASCAR would get woke, and now they're going to get broke. So I'm glad baseball's okay, and, you know, hockey seems to be left alone, so there's college football. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of great things to watch other than these woke things.
Yeah, well, you can't imagine college football. You can't imagine, James, college football's not going to be infected by the same liberalism and political correctness as NFL football. You can't imagine players in college are not going to knee for the national anthem or make some sort of symbol during the game to show their displeasure with police. Who knows what they're going to do? I'm telling you, every athlete in this country is suicidal. They're looking to destroy sports because they don't understand what my grandfather taught me. The customer is always right. Doesn't matter if the customer's wrong. Refer back to number one. The customer's always right. Well, the customer is the guy in the stand. Doesn't matter about the players think. It matters what the people who pay for your salary think.
Yeah, no, I mean, and the owners and the big corporations that are involved in sports. They've all become virtue signalers. That's what they do. I mean, even to the point where Chick-fil-A,
right,
which was under assault by gay organizations just in the last few years, their CEO does this thing where he says that, you know, white people should shine black people's shoes.
I've never heard anything so silly in my life.
But it's totally virtue signaling. It's but they're...
Let me say something. James, what's ridiculous is Chick-fil-A had won. It's not like they lost and
that's
they genuflected.
Right.
They had won. The lines of Christians waiting in line to eat their food when the gays were putting them down and saying, oh, my God, they gave a lousy contribution to a gay marriage, you know, anti-gay marriage thing, big resolution in California. Big deal. So, big deal. So the average American didn't give a crap. They loved their food. They waited in long lines. There was no need to cave. This guy's so dumb, the CEO, that he's caving when he's winning.
No, and he actually caved because he saw some looting affecting some of his stores and some destruction, and he wanted to let the looters know, leave my stores alone. And what he ended up doing is alienating the people that had made him, you know, basically that was number one. That was the number one fast food chain in the country. And he blew it completely, but it reminds me of the same kind of corporate thinking we see in Hollywood. We see in the news. We see it with NBC, CBS, and ABC, and with CNN and MSNBC. They don't care. As their audiences shrink, they seem not to care.
Let's quickly move into the ESPYs, because we're on the sports topic. And last weekend's ESPY Awards were the most woke ever, but it's also the lowest numbers that have ever watched the show, I believe, correct?
It's the lowest. ESPN and ESPN2 combined had 482,000 viewers. Compare, Trump's rally the other night had 11 million viewers.
And so the media acted like no one showed up.
And so, yes, they actually, it's a failure. And Joe Biden has a rally in a phone booth.
Right.
So this is, but in any case, it's unprecedented. It dates all the way back to when it started, and it's a harbinger of bad news for the sports industry, sports media, and it basically, they shouldn't be involved in politics.
Correct.
Period.
Just shut up. No one's... You know what I said the other day? I tweeted out. I said, if I have a brain tumor, I want to go see a brain surgeon, not a dentist. And when I want to watch football, I don't need politics to break out. No one's asking you for your political opinions. Shut the hell up. That's what I said the other day. Shut up. You're making me hate you when I used to love you. Stay out of this stuff. I didn't ask you to be a conservative. Don't say anything. Just play football.
Really?
Is that so hard?
I'm your athlete, for God's sake.
It's not a hard thing to do. Shut up and play football. It's what you're paid for. No one wants your damn opinions about politics. All right, James Hurston, my man, when are you coming to Vegas? Come on, we got to get dinner. I've never met you in person. I love you. You're great. We got to go to dinner.
Come to the West Coast.
You gotta come to Vegas. I'm never stepping foot in California. I'm a wanted man. I'm in all the post offices. Are you kidding me? James Hurston, have a great night. JamesHurston.com. Thanks for coming on.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.